Kick the hour off by welcoming in District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson, joining us here for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator. Good to see you in the studio again, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good to see you. And I'm going to call you Tanner.
Just to even things out, right?
I am.
What happened there?
For those that missed it last week, Tanner was doing the Nebraskaland Bank Shred Day live
remote. That's
right.
Oh, okay.
And he interviewed Senator Jacobson at the first break of the live remote. And Senator Jacobson paid Tanner a very nice compliment in giving him my name and Senator Jacobson caught himself immediately. It's part of the challenge of wearing multiple hats like you do, Senator.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, you try to keep up, but you were on my mind, so I was thinking Tristan, and so Tanner's a little bit taken back, like, whoa.
Whenever, I've had people call me Tanner before, and I always say, that's okay, I've been called much worse.
It's okay, Mike, if that's the worst you did,
that's
you're,
right.
you're in good
yeah.
shape.
I recovered, and I was okay after that.
I had to give Senator Jacobson a hard time, because I was sitting in my studio listening to that, and I go, am I supposed to be doing something I'm not right now? And then I thought, oh, okay, all makes sense. But it's giving Senator Jacobson a hard time about that. Last Thursday, we were both in attendance for the Bridge of Hope's big celebration, and what a fun night that was for a great local cause.
Yeah, you know, that really was a fun night, and I always find when I attend anything that they do, I'm really glad they're here. It's unfortunate they have to be here, but boy, the work that they do is very much needed. They do a great job. I really appreciate all the work that they do. It's really staggering when you listen to some of their statistics, though.
Yes, yeah. It's heartbreaking, but good to have these individuals on our side and fighting the good fight.
It's also really amazing how much they've grown that organization. I'm always impressed with these local volunteers in particular that have taken up these causes, and even those that are paid, you know, that for what they're paid compared to the work that they do, it's badly needed. It's something about this region that I just love, because people care about each other, and this is a testament to that. And so we were really glad to be a sponsor. I enjoyed being there. Julie and I had a great time, and the comedian was the comedians were fun to listen to, and it was a very entertaining evening.
And I love how they were PG, maybe PG-13, but it was very family-friendly entertainment.
It was. It really was. That's correct.
Now, Senator Jacobson, last Tuesday you were in attendance, too, at the North Platte City Council meetings. So before we talk about some statewide news, talk about some local excitement brewing. What are your thoughts on the proposal that the Alliance made about the future of recreation in the city of North Platte?
Well, as you know, I've been very involved in economic development through the years here in North Platte, and it really kind of started probably with the Walmart Food Distribution Center, but really all of the projects since that time, I've really been focused on the idea that if we're really going to grow our community economically, we've got to bring all aspects. I always remind people that corporations don't make decisions about where they're locating. People do. It's people that run those corporations. And so if we want to grow more industry in this town and in this region, and if we want to be able to make this a place for people want to live here, want to stay here, want to retire here, we need to make sure that we're doing all the pieces that make our community and this region attractive. And one of those is recreation. We do a lot of things really, really well. I mean, if you look at our park system, incredible. One of the things, when Julie and I moved here, gosh, over 28 years ago, that was one of the things that impressed us was the park system. But you look at Cody Pool, it's over 100 years old. The rec center now is, I don't know, 50-some years old, really needs a lot of work. We've got communities around us that have YMCAs, much nicer facilities. It's time to do something. I really applaud the group that has done all of the research and the legwork on this. They spent several years here now developing the plan that they brought to the city council. I was very impressed with the plan. I was really very impressed with the idea that they're looking at putting us to a vote of the people. As to whether or not they want to impose a half-cent sales tax to pay for it, so there'd be no property taxes involved, and the people would be able to vote to decide whether or not they want to fund it. So I like the plan, I like the funding mechanism, and I like the fact that the city council will be making a vote, hopefully making a vote to put it on the ballot and let the people decide.
It's going to make this election cycle even that much more interesting. I thought it was already fairly interesting statewide, district-wide, city and county-wide, but this potentially has the impact to make it even more interesting and maybe even increase our voter turnout, too, as it wasn't the best in Lincoln County, unfortunately.
No, it was really kind of disappointing, but, you know, it was a primary, and even though the gubernatorial race was a big deal, that's kind of cooled down, but I do think that people turn out for general elections, and I'm looking forward to that, and I think this will certainly add to voter turnout when you consider some of the issues that we'll be deciding.
I was listening to the Banks podcast this morning a little bit. I haven't had a chance to finish it yet, but Ty and Danielle do such a phenomenal job on that. But one thing that I've not thought about until I was listening to the podcast, Mike, is the fact that we have a wonderful thing going on with our mall right now, but unfortunately, one of the changes with the mall may put some of the mall walkers into walking outdoors for a little while, but the development of the rec center would change that with the indoor walking track.
It really would. Really, if you haven't seen the video of what they presented at the city council meeting, I would encourage you to do so. In fact, if nothing else, go out on YouTube and pull up the city council meeting and listen to it and see their presentation. Very, very impressive video, and really what they've laid out, I'm just incredibly impressed with. Again, my hat's off to the committee. They've done a lot of work on this. Again, volunteers going out trying to do something to make our community better.
Yeah, tip of the cap to them, that's for sure. And this is going to be an exciting project moving forward. I think next month there'll be a city council work session, so there'll be some more information presented on that at that time. And then in July, we would potentially have a vote for the city council to send it to the November ballot. So looking at statewide news, Senator Jacobson, anything brewing for the upcoming legislative session and on the heels of the busy election cycle?
Well, obviously the big thing will be Supreme Court ruling on the Dobbs case. Unfortunately, there was a leak of a draft for that. This is the case that could decide the overturn of Roe v. Wade. And I think it's probably important for people to understand that what this would do is the Supreme Court decision would likely not ban abortion. What it would do is it would turn the decision back to the states.
It put the ball in the state's court, is the analogy I've used.
It would, and then each state could make their own decisions as to how they feel on abortion. And so, of course, in the legislative session, we had LB 933. That failed just by a couple of votes. Really, there's a couple of senators that Rich Pauls would have been there. I think we probably would have gotten across the finish line. That would have been a trigger bill, which means that had that bill passed, it would have passed subject to the Supreme Court ruling on the Dobbs case and assuming that they would kick overturn Roe v. Wade and send it back to the states. So the governor's made the commitment that once there is a Supreme Court decision, if that Supreme Court decision would kick it back to the states. Those are two big ifs. We don't know the answer to those questions. But once we know the answers to those questions, we know exactly what's in the bill, then I would expect that, Governor's committed that he would call a special session. I think prior to the special session being called, there would likely be a bill drafted that there would be ample state senators to climb on board and support, and it would be a single issue special session. I expect that would occur in August.
Okay. And there's already been some measures put in place, like you said, Senator Jacobson. So how much of the bill that unfortunately did not advance out of the 107th Nebraska second legislative session could be implemented into this bill in August if the special session's called?
Well, in theory, the entire bill could be, but I think in my conversations with the governor and conversations with other senators, I think there'll be some tweaks to that bill. There were a couple of things in the language that could probably be cleaned up, and so there were several pieces within that original bill that will be modified to some extent, and so it's hard to speculate at this point exactly what will be in the bill, but it will not be the same 933. There'll be some changes to that bill.
Will it have to carry a sponsor, or how's this work in a special session where this is going to be the only topic of conversation?
Well, I think it'll be I think it'll have to go through the same process where we'll have to have a hearing, and there will be bill sponsors or a sponsor. How that specifically happens, I'm not certain. But I think it will take a senator. It may very well just be the speaker will be a priority, and he'll be the sponsor to bring it. But they would have a hearing on it, and then there would be a floor debate, and obviously a filibuster, and then ultimately a vote.
And for those that are unaware, the governor of the state can call a special session at any point. As Senator Jacobson mentioned, Governor Ricketts is committed to calling the legislature for a special session if this Supreme Court ruling does go into place. But there's been some conversation, too, about potentially a special session being called by Nebraska state senators. And I think 33 can call a special session. Is that right,
That's Senator? Correct. It takes takes 33 senators to sign on to call for a special session. I know the speaker had sent a memo out to all of the senators some time ago here, right after that the leak of that Supreme Court decision, and told senators that you're not going to need to petition for the special session that the governor's committed to calling one, and the governor has since said publicly that he will call a special session once we know that has been overturned, and once we know what the ruling is. And again, all that was floated out there was a draft. We don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of unknowns out there. I think it'd be premature to speculate exactly what's in there and what that final bill's going to look, what the final decision's going to look like. And so probably the good news and one of the arguments on 933 was there was a lot of pushback because we didn't know that whether the Dobbs case would be ruled upon. We didn't know what the Supreme Court was going to do for certain. And so there were many people who didn't like 933, and that was one of the reasons they didn't like it, was because it was, we didn't know.
A lot of ifs.
Yeah, now we're going to know. And I think the governor's being very prudent in his process here. Let's know exactly what we're dealing with. Let's get a bill that we feel like the overwhelming majority of state senators would support, and then let's bring the bill and let's make it happen. Just as a point of reference, today in the state of Nebraska, abortion is legal through 20 weeks gestation. I will just tell you that from my perspective, Julie and I lost a very premature baby boy. He was 24 weeks. So anybody wonders about my position on abortion, when you lose a 24-week baby and you hold him in your arms and you see him and you listen to him, you see how he responds to you, in my book, that's a child. And so I've got fairly strong feelings in this area. I think that 20 weeks is way too long, and I think that the majority of people in the state do as well. So what the final bill looks like, I don't know, but I'm going to support something that would be a much shorter time frame.
And you were a co-sponsor of the proposal that didn't pass, unfortunately, right, Senator?
That's correct.
I thought so. Again, District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us here on KODY's Mugs of the Morning. And, Senator, is there anything else you want to talk about statewide news today, sir?
Well, I want to just kind of drop back to local news and congratulate North Platte St. Pat's track
once
teams.
Once again, we get to congratulate them.
It's a pretty impressive group of athletes that they've had this year, and they're not all seniors. This Jarrett Miles is a sophomore. And wow, what a feat. Kate Steineke has been, of course, a standout athlete at St. Pat's. But hats off to their track team, both boys and girls, both winning the state tournament. And also Trevor Kunkel up in Mullen. Mm-hmm. I was impressed. He won the 3200. Something about those Mullen kids, they've had stellar football teams all through the years, and what a bunch of athletes that they've got up there. And so hats off to him as well. So, again, area athletes that have done well and made us proud, and so congratulations to them.
Yeah, your district went down to the capital city and really put on quite the showing, I would say, Senator.
I'm impressed with them. I'm going to have to try to catch up with those guys. So they're
good luck.
That's going to be a challenge to kind of keep up with them.
Senator Jacobson, I made a mental note as well to discuss a little bit with you the North Platte Airport Authority. They have a meeting today. For those that aren't aware, Senator Jacobson was the chair of the North Platte Airport Authority for a number of years prior to his appointment to the Nebraska legislature. Big meeting for the Airport Authority today.
It is, and it's kind of what I thought might be the case. It is interesting. They've got, as I understand it, three proposals, really one real serious proposal, which is the This would be a 50-passenger aircraft. It would be a turboprop as opposed to jet, but again, a turboprop is a jet engine with a propeller on it. So so it's
the propeller's on the outside.
The propeller's on the outside instead of the inside. That's right. So, but it's a 50-passenger. So, what I like about that proposal is they're going to have capacity, and looks like they're going to be able to provide a decent schedule. So I don't know any of the particulars of it, but I can assure you that our airport authority has solid people on board and some experience there, and they know what they're doing. The other two are is boutique airlines, and there's another smaller one, but they just wouldn't serve the needs that we would want. It would be a huge step backwards. But the unique thing about it, from what I understand, is this again would be when we brought in SkyWest, the agreement there was is that North Platte, Kearney, and Scotts Bluff, all three had to agree so that they could serve all three airports. Mm-hmm. This is unique because this Raven Air, Raven Alaska, I believe, has got the 50-passenger turboprops. They're wanting Kearney and North Platte, and they did not include Scotts Bluff in the bid, which kind of surprised me. But this would mean that where North Platte and Kearney would work together to where the as I understand it, the aircraft would originate in the morning out of Kearney, come to North Platte, pick up passengers in North Platte, then go on to Denver, and then in the evening on the late flight, they'd make a run back the same way, yeah. And they'd overnight in Kearney. Again, it's a little bit of a step back from where we've been with SkyWest, but I think we all got to understand that through the pandemic and even before the pandemic, the reason we were having problems before was because of pilots. There's a huge pilot shortage, and part of it is we're not getting as many out of the military that we used to. There's early retirements. There's a lot of factors out there that are impacting the number of pilots, and so that is going to be a challenge for all airlines going forward. These are EAS routes, meaning essential air service. They are subsidized, and that makes a difference. But air service is critical to economic development. We talked about this earlier when it came to recreation. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that air service is just as important. When you start looking at sustainable beef, you start looking at bringing in companies to go into the new rail park. These companies are going to want to be able to access. They're going to be headquartered somewhere else. They're going to want to come in. They're going to want to see their sites. They're going to want to visit the site. And they're going to want to come here by air. Mm-hmm. So they're either going to come by private aircraft or they're going to fly commercial. And so having good air service here to where they can come here in the morning and leave that day is kind of important to the process. And so not to mention it's very important to the traveling public. If people are going to locate and retire here in North Platte, they want to be able to fly
somewhere. Sure, be able to travel.
And so it's important. And again, it's a regional. It's important regionally. We've got people that are coming from all across the 42nd District and beyond to come in here and fly out of North Platte. So this is a high priority. It's why I ran for the Airport Authority originally and served on that, and we worked hard to attract SkyWest. They've been here since 2018, have been a great provider for us. Our employments went through the roof as people came here and flew out of North Platte. So that's an important thing to keep going. I think that what they're going to have on the table today is going to be a slight step backward from SkyWest, but a huge step forward from where we had been. So I think it's going to help us in the interim until we can get this pilot shortage worked out.
Senator Jacobson, if there's any of your District 42 constituents that want to get in contact with you or your office to discuss any state issues, how can they do so, sir?
Well, there's a couple of ways. If they want to contact me locally, they can call me at 308-534-2100. And that's a way to reach me locally. Otherwise, they can email me at my legislative address is mjacobson@leg.ne.org, or .gov, excuse me. So mjacobson@leg.ne.gov. And so that's the email address. Otherwise, 308-534-2100, give me a call. I'd be happy to talk to you about anything.
Senator Jacobson, as always, we appreciate the time, the great work you're doing for our legislative district. Look forward to talking to you again this time next week, sir.
Thank you very much.